You're listening to Daily Horoscope for Your Zodiac Sign with Stephanie Campos. I'm your host, Stephanie Campos, and I am a practicing astrologer, psychic medium, and witch. In each daily episode, I covered a detailed overview of the astrology of the day and what you can expect from full moons to Mercury retrogrades. I've got you covered. And of course, there is always a personalized horoscope for your zodiac sign. If you scroll down in the show notes, there are always timestamps included for your convenience. And a quick pro tip before we dive in, I do recommend listening to your horoscope based on your rising sign for more accuracy. And if you are loving this podcast, don't be shy, leave a rating. Hell, even a review. You. I'm a one human show and produce each and every episode every day just for you. And your support means so, so much. Now let's get into the astrology of the day. This is your daily horoscope for Friday, May 10th, 2024. All times are Pacific Standard Time. The main characters of the day are Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces. The action starts out around 10 a.m. when the moon in Gemini forms a sextile with Mercury in Aries. This is a great time for communication, coming up with plans, action items, and taking next steps. There is more momentum and drive behind ideas that you come up with, and you could also initiate some new important conversations around this time as well. This would be a great time to catch up on emails, go through your text messages, or initiate any important conversations that you've been putting off. Later on, around 7 p.m., the moon in Gemini is going to form a square with Neptune in Pisces. The moon represents how we are feeling, our inner self, and needs. And Neptune is a planet of compassion, spirituality, creativity, romance, but also illusion. Sometimes when the moon clashes into Neptune like this, it can stir up some anxiety, worries, paranoia. It can be harder to decipher between what's real and what we've made up in our imagination or fantasies. So projection can definitely come up, and this is not the best time to assume what someone else thinks or means by what they say. This is also not the best time to make any important decisions if you can avoid it, but rather to be curious about whatever emotions arise from within you. Sometimes this can also stir up some overwhelming emotions, and this might trigger the desire to check out or escape. Fortunately, later on, around 8 p.m., the moon is going to enter Cancer, one of its favorite zodiac signs, and this is going to heighten our intuition, might make us feel more nostalgic or sentimental, and encourages us to focus on our own self-care and nurturing ourselves and tending to our own needs as well. Aries, once the moon enters Cancer, you are focused on feeling cozy at home. This can be a great time to hop in bed, bundle up in a cozy blanket, and watch one of your favorite shows. This is also a great time to catch up on rest, and it's also possible that there is a lot of activity going on in your personal world or private life. You might also have plans with family, chosen family, or roommates as well. Taurus, once the moon enters Cancer, you are focused on sharing some of your thoughts, feelings, and ideas. Important conversations continue or begin, and this is also a great time to follow your curiosity, whether that's learning something new or even visiting a new place. This also highlights your relationships with siblings, extended family, and even BFFs. Gemini, once the moon enters Cancer, it brings attention to your finances. You might be focused on paying down some bills or even making an important purchase that you've had your eye on. You could also be more focused on work, and this also highlights your relationship with your own confidence and self-worth. This is an important time for you to reflect on your unique talents and gifts. Cancer, once the moon enters your sign, you might be feeling just a little bit grumpier. or even moody or emotional. This can be a very personal and reflective time for you. But this is also a very important time and needed reminder for you to focus on yourself, your personal needs, and your ambitions. This can also be a fun time to experiment with your sense of style and to ask for what you need in your important relationships. Leo, once the moon enters Cancer, you are ready to catch up on rest. This is an important time to resist the FOMO, to say no, and to spend some time alone. Spending time with yourself can lead to important breakthroughs and even heighten your intuition. Virgo, once the moon enters Cancer, it brings attention to your sense of community and belonging. This can be a great time to gather with friends or maybe attend some sort of fun social event. You might also feel more emotionally attached to a goal or dream that you're pursuing, and maybe you're pouring a lot of your energy and effort into that and making some progress. Libra, once the moon enters Cancer, you are on display. The focus is on your public reputation, and you can feel like maybe you're under some sort of microscope. Others are paying attention to you and your every move. This can also mark a few days of recognition and accomplishment, and it's a really cute time to go viral or to experience some major milestones unfold in your life. Scorpio, once the moon enters Cancer, important news might come your way. Conversations that take place could shift your perspective or ideas about something or even your beliefs. This is also a busy and exciting time for learning something new, traveling, taking a risk, and pushing yourself outside of your comfort zone. If you are into divination work or spirituality, this is a great time to ground with your practices and even to pay attention to messages and symbols that come through your dreams. Sagittarius, once the moon enters Cancer, you are feeling a little bit more emotional and tender. The focus can be on your close one-on-one relationships, people and projects and contracts that you invest your time, energy, and resources into, and you might be reflecting more on your relationship with power in those agreements and connections. Trust and intimacy can become more of a major focus. And on a practical level, you might also be reflecting on your finances or working on paying down some debt. Capricorn, once the moon enters Cancer, it brings attention to your one-on-one relationships. You could be spending more time with a lover, maybe you have a fun date planned, or maybe you're ready to put yourself out there and back on the market. This is also a great time to make progress on any collaborative projects, and you could learn some new news about a potential opportunity or contract as well. Aquarius, once the moon enters Cancer, the focus is on your day-to-day life, habits, and overall well-being. This can be a very productive time to get things done off your to-do list and also to change up your habits to create more flow and stability and ease in your day-to-day life. If you've been working too hard, you might also be feeling a little bit more worn down than normal, and this can affect your overall health and well-being and may require you to set some boundaries. Pisces, once the moon enters Cancer, you are ready to have some fun. This reconnects you to the joy in life and your relationship with pleasure and creativity and romance. This can be a great time for dating or reigniting the spark in an existing connection or for pushing through any creative blocks you may have been experiencing. This is a great day to share your work and your self-expression with a wider audience. Others are willing to show up and support you, and you may just feel like you have a little extra luck today as you move through the day.
As always, I hope your daily horoscope has offered some guidance and support throughout your day. And if you're curious to learn more about astrology, you can pick up my first book, Seasons of the Zodiac, Love, Magic, and Manifestation Throughout the Astrological Year. Thanks so much, and see you tomorrow.